Science and technology are very serious, so thank you for joining. Last year, I visited the airfield of the Solar Stratos mission at Payerne Airport in Lausanne and met eco-adventurer pilot Raphael Domjan. He gave me a t-shirt. More about that anecdote another day. In 2022, pilot Raphael Domjan will demonstrate the feasibility of harnessing solar power by flying to the stratosphere. The high flyer, Raphael, is an advocate for solar energy, and that is what the flight is about. Inspiring global change, the good kind. So here is the tech bit, photovoltaics. Photovoltaics is the conversion of light into electricity. It's cheap, safe, magic, and harnesses a universal resource that is distributed relatively equally around the world. However, we will only have solar energy for around 4 billion more years. The transition to solar energy could help clean up the environmental and geopolitical poo that the fossil fuel industry did. Basically, renewable energy is an option and could be the future of energy. That is really handy if you consider that it will be millions of years before non-renewable fossil fuels replenish. Domjan, the man, is no stranger to a solar-powered adventure. He and his team were the first to sail around the world in an 85-ton solar-powered boat from 2010 to 2012. Lots of twos. And this was incredibly powered by only 20 kilowatts. That's 30 horsepower. I do not drive, so I don't know what that means, but it's about the power of one of those scooters that teenagers enjoy. And it was during that voyage that the 48-year-old Domjan conceived of the Solar Stratos mission. Inspiration also came from 2016's Solar Impulse mission, piloted by Bertrand Piccard, who made the first round-the-world journey in a solar-powered plane. Raphael Domjan used to be an ambulance driver at the same hospital Bertrand Piccard was a psychiatrist. And Raphael was perhaps also inspired by Felix Baumgartner, who jumped from the stratosphere to Earth in 2012. I did get the impression that Mr. Domjan also wants the same 8 million views or more of a live stream of the Solar Stratos flight. Well, you can count me in and I will be wearing my t-shirt. Who am I kidding? I'm always wearing my t-shirt. Some have predicted that solar power will be the primary energy source by 2050. Optimistic? Who's to say? It's no secret that oil and gas companies have already invested in solar energy, saying that it has been a long, 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 long time since the first solar cells were developed in 1955. And now solar technologies are advanced enough to compete with fossil fuels, according to some. The photovoltaic cells developed at the CSEM in Lausanne are lighter, more efficient, and more resilient to extreme conditions. One of the main limitations of solar power has been battery storage capacity, but this has now also increased. Above the clouds, the solar cells of the HBSXA's 27-meter wings will convert sunlight into energy at an efficiency of 22 to 25%. Now, this number may have gone up since I was there last year. Also, this sounds low, but it's not. It's basically the percentage of light energy converted into electrical energy, which will then be stored in its super sleek, super sexy batteries. And this solar plane can climb much higher than fuel-powered aircraft, whose engines begin to struggle at altitudes greater than around 14,000 meters. There is virtually no oxygen in the stratosphere, so for regular planes, it's a no-go zone. The HBSXA, which doesn't need oxygen because it uses solar panels, if you didn't get that already, will reach a record-breaking altitude of 25,000 meters. Stratosphere temperatures can be as low as minus 70 degrees C. Pressures can be at almost zero, and there's a high exposure to cosmic radiation and high intensity UV rays. None of those things are good. No one's completely sure how the solar cells will fare under these conditions, despite extensive testing. And that's not great either, because ideally we would like to know exactly what's going to happen, but let's cross our fingers and hope that nothing Icarusy happens up there. The Armstrong limit is another word for saying 19,000 metres or higher. So after this limit, body fluids boil on contact with the air. So you can't even cry. So this is another little problem. Domjan will be in the stratosphere for around half an hour and will wear a pressurised spacesuit so that he can cry freely and his blood will not boil. I am, as I am sure you all are, looking forward to 2022 and hearing more updates. Thanks for tuning in and please keep listening to English Waves. Goodbye. Spotlight on science and technology.